We know that in today's world, someone is always watching, and Arissa Cox reminds us of that every other day, every day on Big Brother Canada. Wouldn't you know it, joining us on the line to talk about the new season. Hey, Arissa.
Hey, how are you?
Good, thanks. How are you?
I'm thrilled. I mean, the beginning of any season, it's basically Christmas to me. And the fact that, you know, this season almost didn't happen, and it really was because of the fans that were back in the first place. So, I mean, I'm thrilled. I'm in heaven.
You know, I've got to be a cynic in my job. I've got to say publicity scheme. But it was announced almost like right as the season ended that the show was cancelled, and then there was this online campaign and people, you know, petitioning into it. Was that legitimate? Was the show really cancelled? Be honest, come on.
Well, let me give you the real. So I've been in TV for almost 20 years.
Yeah.
Okay, so I've been through everything you can imagine in terms of TV shows being cancelled, networks being bought out, things wrapping up, things starting up. Like, television in Canada is especially crazy because shows don't usually have a ton of shelf life. There's just a few shows I can think of outside really sports and news that have been around for a long time.
Mm-hmm.
So I remember every single year when the show wrapped, we usually find out within the next like a couple weeks to a month whether or not we've been renewed. So everyone just assumed, oh, of course it's going to be back. Oh, of course it's going to be back. It's great. It's one of the biggest shows in Canada. You know, young people love it. Millennials are actually watching television. You know, and so keep being like, okay, but, you know, we got to keep our fingers crossed because, again, Canadian television is not like other places. We have such a small population base. So when it was announced that we were going on hiatus, you know, I honestly just flipped immediately to gratitude because the fact that we got 5 years of a great show and a great experience for Canadians to really look at themselves and learn about each other, that's not something that comes often in Canada. So I had to just let it go, you know, and what was incredible was that, you know, this was, you know, this is just like every other year you find out after, you know, find out about a, you know, a couple weeks or a month after the show ends, when the networks do these things called upfronts and they talk about their new schedule, and we weren't on it. And it was, you know, part of me was pretty devastated. But I do love the show, and luckily I wasn't the only one. So the fact that this grassroots movement crept up blew me away, and I think it blew a lot of people away who think, oh, here's just a silly reality show, but it meant so much to so many people. So the one part, I mean, I'm a cynic too, trust me, I mean, I work in media, for God's sake.
Mm-hmm.
And the one thing I would have noted had I not been involved in the show was that there would be no reason to announce a change months and months in advance of a show. There would be no hype train that started for the new season, you know, 8 months ago, right? I was incredibly impressed by the movement that crept up, and we're so grateful and so thrilled that it really was because of the fans that we came back. There would be no show if it weren't for the people who love the show. So for that, I am eternally grateful.
And I got to say, you said 20 years in TV, so you started in television when you were 3 years old. Let's just put it out there.
That's very sweet. That's very sweet. I'm turning 40 this year, my dear.
Oh.
But yeah, my first job was in news when I was 21, so I've been here, there, and everywhere, and it's so wonderful to be on something I feel so strongly about.
Well, you know, we can go on for another hour about the media landscape in Canada, and you've already touched on that, but I mean, we've even seen, you know, TV networks just fold up and go, right?
It's been done. I mean, again, when I talk to my American friends or my friends over in the UK who are, you know, big into Big Brother, it's hard for them to wrap their heads around our television landscape. But, you know, let's face facts, we have only 30 million people.
Mm-hmm.
So we have a very different metric for success. And I'm just thrilled because, you know, here comes Big Brother Canada, which was sort of the new kid on the Big Brother block. It's in 48 territories. And we popped up and suddenly, you know, we're looked at as one of the best produced Big Brothers around the world, and I take a lot of pride in that, and so does all the people who work so hard on our show.
Let's talk about that, because I know there's a lot of American fans, our friends Rachel Riley and Brendan, on the show all the time. The Big Brother Canada house, though, is so much cooler than the U.S. version. People say that there's, you know, it's more decorated, it's lighted, the technology in it, like it's really, really high production value.
Oh, well, I have to say, first of all, thank you on behalf of our incredible team. Our production designer, Pete Berger, is nominated every single year for Canadian Screen Award for his work on the show. I think that just speaks to the ingenuity of Canadians. As I said, we're a much smaller country. So yeah, sometimes we've got something to prove. No, we won't take the easy way out. We're going to work that much harder to make sure what we do is world class. And I think that's something that, you know, bleeds over into everything in terms of our cast selection and the production value in general, the challenges. It all is part of this, like, smorgasbord of greatness. And I think everybody really cares, and I think it shows.
And you never tell me, but I'm going to ask again, because that's my job and I have to. What are the big twists this season? Tell us the shockers.
That's very sweet of you to attempt to get that out of me.
Damn it!
I would have to kill you if I told you. Jeremy, I like you too much. I can't do it.
Okay. So I've been reading the bios. It's too soon to tell, you know, like who we're going to like or who we're not going to like. But let me just go over some of the characters, because they're characters. You have to be a character to be on this show. There's the oil guy. There's the single dad, which I think is the same, right? The oil guy and the single dad are the same.
That's right.
Okay. Yep. There's the socialite. There's the bartender. Who stands out for you already? I mean, you know, we're not even into the game really yet, but like, you know, when you were reading the bios, when you saw them on paper, who jumped out at you?
Well, yeah, most fans who watch the show know I don't actually meet the house guests until they walk into the house, and I wait to find out about the house guests until everybody finds out. I wait until that press release hits everyone's airwaves and is on everybody's radar, and everybody's watching the videos and reading the bios at the same time as me. So I mean, the one person, just if you look at the list altogether, Rosina is 49 years old, so she's the oldest house guest. And so the person who comes in with a bit of age and maturity usually stands out, because in some seasons, they're one of the first people who are targeted, because people use a lot of groupthink at the beginning of a season, especially a season with new players. But what we saw last season was something completely different. Here comes Karen, who became an absolute fan favorite and made it all the way to Final Two and came in second. So I feel like she kind of broke the mold in terms of what we expect with an older player. But she is charming and cutting and funny. And if Rosina has any of that in her, and I think she does, she seems like a spitfire, she'll be very interesting to watch.
I'm just writing that down. You heard it here, folks. Rosina is winning Big Brother Canada. Rissa Cox is breaking that story.
Don't do it. Don't do it.
Oh. All right. Fake news is what I'm told. Fake news.
We have a really strong cast this year. I think we've got some great people and some really different kinds of people. So watching how, especially in the first few weeks of the game, watching how things shake out, because a lot of the alliances that we see developed now will last throughout the game. So this is so fun. This is the moment when people are really getting to know each other, deciding who's a threat and who's an ally. I love this part.
So you get to talk with all the contestants once they're out of the house. You interview them on the show. What is one common misperception that people have about life in the Big Brother? Like, what do they think they know but then have all wrong once they go in there? What do you see any commonalities?
Oh, you know what? This is a strange one, but it's absolutely true. I've spoken to many, many past guests, and this is something that doesn't always necessarily translate on the show. The flop. I don't know, if you've never watched the show, I'll explain it to you. If you get voted or lose a competition and end up as a have-not for the week, that means for the whole week, the only thing you're allowed to eat is this thing called flop. And it's highly nutritious, kind of looks like oatmeal, but maybe a little bit drier. And over the years, different house guests have found different ways to cook it, because they're allowed to eat it with condiments. So different house guests have found different ways to eat it. But it is pretty again, healthy, not probably the most fun thing to eat, and they usually sleep in a very uncomfortable room called the have-not room for that week as well. I don't think anyone going in knows how much that tends to mess with people when they're not eating what they're normally allowed to eat, and they're not getting a good night's sleep. And again, this is at its heart a social experiment, right? So seeing what happens when people are put under pressure, seeing how they handle dilemmas and social interactions when they do have their backup, or when they are under some type of physical pressure as well, It's very interesting to watch, but I think it has a huge impact on the game. And that's one thing I don't know that's one thing I'm not sure translates to a viewing audience.
You know, we've got to wrap this up, almost out of time, but one more final question. I'm going to put you on the spot here because, again, that's my job. I love doing that. Celebrity Big Brother just wrapped up in the States. I want to know who you would cast on the first Canadian Celebrity Big Brother. The top five famous Canadians you would want to play that game. Who would you lock
that's
in the house?
That's a tough one, but I think I can answer this.
Okay.
All right. Who would I like to see? I would love to see Justin Bieber.
Okay.
I would love to see Carly Rae Jepsen.
Yeah.
I would love to see Andrea Martin. I would love to see, Lily Singh, YouTube star, and I would love to see Russell Peters. That is a phenomenal cast, and I would watch it all. So good luck with that. Make that happen. Jeremy, can you make that happen?
I'll see what I can do. I'll see what I can do. Well, I'll talk to my friends at Wendy's, see if they'll fund that for us, okay?
Right on.
And you know what? We were listening to the previous seasons that we've had you on, and the very first time that you were on our show, we made a deal that we would cannonball into the pool at the finale of Big Brother Canada, and we never did it.
What season was that?
I think that was the first season that we had you on, season one, and we've never done it, Arissa. So I'm gonna circle back around.
Crying shame.
I'm gonna circle. I know, because I know you love your wardrobe on the show. You're gonna have an extra outfit there anyway at the finale.
Oh yeah, I will make sure that happens.
All right.
Also, don't hold me to this.
All right. Oh well, you know what, Big Brother Canada. So it's back on Global, Arissa. When can we catch the show?
All right. Well, Wednesdays at 7 p.m. Thursdays at 8 p.m., that's the eviction every week, and Mondays at 9 p.m. on Global.
And then, of course, 24...
if you miss an episode, you can always catch up at bigbrothercanada.ca, where we have tons of amazing content for big super fans like me.
We'll be watching. Arissa Cox, thanks so much for joining us. Big Brother Canada on Global.
Sounds great.
All right, thanks. Thanks.